Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. We are celebrating our 10th episode today. So if you have listened to all 10, good on ya, I guess. We have gotten in a cycle of deep philosophical church stuff. So we thought it was time to back up a bit and have a lighter podcast topic. So we are talking today about the best movie we've seen in the last 6 months.
All right, the best movie I've seen in the last 6 months is The Greatest Showman. I watched that with my wife and my two daughters.
Which is a musical?
It is a musical that is based on the life of P.T. Barnum from Barnum and Bailey Circus, right? And yes, it's a
true
musical.
Story?
I don't know how true it is.
Okay. Based on the life.
But it's got Hugh Jackman in it, who plays Wolverine from the X-Men.
Not in Greatest Showman. He's not Wolverine.
He's not Wolverine in The Greatest Showman, no. But,
he is Wolverine.
But the X-Men are kind of a favorite, you know, superhero genre of mine. And so I've seen all those movies, and so I didn't have to turn in my man card to watch Greatest Showman with my wife and kids.
Quick aside, what's your favorite X-Men film?
I would say my favorite one is the first one.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you have kind of the origin, the original story. It's not a prequel, which they go into a little bit with some of the other stuff in the series. But
X2, I always thought was really cool. Well, there was a recent one just on Wolverine, wasn't there? Is it just
there
called Wolverine?
There was one called Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then there was one called Logan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I've heard that one was very, very good, Logan.
There's actually two of them that were just based solely on that character.
I haven't seen either.
Yeah, they're both fine. They're good.
Anyways, Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman's in it.
Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman's in it. The music is fantastic. I can't really get the music out of my mind because my wife and my girls liked it so much that literally my older daughter comes home from school and cues it up on her computer and sings along with the original soundtrack. And so they are very catchy tunes. It's a wonderful, inspirational story. It's just a feel-good movie. It was compelling, and it was nice to watch. What about you?
Well, on The Greatest Showman, I haven't seen it, but we listened through the soundtrack like 4 times on the way to and on the way back from winter retreat.
Oh, really?
With students in the car, so I'm already very annoyed by it. But
maybe
I'll watch it. The best movie I've seen in the last 6 months is an older movie, and I'm not a film snob, but I like nice cinema. It's an older movie by the Coen brothers, who are great directors, called A Serious Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the life of this Jewish man who has some struggles in his day-to-day life. So he's got kind of some turmoil at work that he's got to walk through, and he comes home and his wife wants a divorce, and that's really touchy. And the Coen brothers are just great at dragging out like really normal moments and making them tense.
Sure.
So some of the coolest parts of the movies is he comes home to resolve a problem, and in normal cinema you expect, okay, then they resolve the problem and the plot advances, and he would walk in the door and he would just get sidetracked by 100 different things like all at once. His kids would be bickering and his wife would be upset with him, and his brother was living with them at the time and he'd have some issue, and he would never get to resolve that problem that he came home to resolve. And there was just like all this tension in what normal kind of day-to-day stuff happens. And so it's interesting kind of movie, but it was fun kind of wrestle through. And Coen brothers are known for that.
Yeah, yeah. You reminded me earlier that the Coen brothers were the ones who did Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And another just completely, I guess, ordinary movie.
Yeah,
but you just get drawn in. And they make it compelling somehow, and it allows you to step away from just your regular day-to-day life and realize the struggles from a different perspective and just how interesting things are.
Mm-hmm. They did No Country for Old Men as well, which is critically acclaimed, kind of well known for not having any soundtrack. So again, just really tense, normal moments, kind of really drawn out.
Sure.
That's their thing.
So what is it that you look for in movies? I mean, when you're watching a movie, what are you looking to get out of it for yourself?
I want a story that's different. So I don't want to watch a movie that tells some story that's been told 500 times. And and I don't mean like a movie on World War II, because I've heard about World War II. I mean, like, not one that you can predict from the first 10 minutes. Okay, they're going to fall in love, and then they're going to break up, and then they're going to get back together and live happily ever after. Or this is the bad guy, and they're going to catch him. You know, it needs to be, there needs to be something more to it than just a regular script.
Sure.
That's why Coen Brother movies are fantastic, because they're just strange moments that they kind of zoom in on, which I appreciate. Tarantino's a little bit that way too. A little rough for at times, but strange stories. Yeah. And that's compelling to me because it's new.
So when you watch movies, are you looking for life applications or edification? Not really. Or no. Are you looking for an escape?
It's entertainment.
Because for me, it's definitely an escape.
Yeah.
I don't tend to enjoy movies that are based on historical events and mm-hmm. trying to be mm-hmm. really down to the detail correct on them. Although I have enjoyed movies that are like that. Yeah. I mostly, if I'm going to sit down and watch a movie, I want to kind of be removed from life and I want it to challenge my imagination more than my character or morality. I don't know if I'm saying that the right way.
Yeah. But. Now, you've taught a couple different courses, or at least included it in the class that you're teaching at OCS.
Yeah.
At Usper Christian, in dealing with media that way.
Sure.
Dealing with media as it affects our morality. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. So I don't want to sit here and separate and say, yeah, you can just run to whatever escape you want for a little while, and
sure,
that's fine. I mean, there is something to weighing the morality, right?
Yeah. But mostly when I'm dealing with media over at school, it's making sure that we have a filter in place.
Yeah.
So that whether we're watching a movie for life application or learning about history, or whether we're watching it for pure entertainment, there are things that, you know, are redeemable, and we can affirm about, you know, virtually all examples of art. Then there's also stuff that we want to catch in our filter and say, okay, that's not in alignment with what I believe. Yeah. That sort of thing, particularly with music, is what we focus on, simply because songs are a bit easier chunk to bite off in a class period. But
and we talked about that last week, just off the record, about how important it is to filter music and movies too, and at least be taking that stuff in through the lens of our faith. It never supersedes our entertainment, never supersedes our faith, right? It's faith first.
Sure.
I have shared testimony with students and with you too about how growing up, when I didn't filter the things I listened to or watched, it affected the way I thought, it affected the way I talked, it affected the way I acted.
Yeah.
And it can be very detrimental, but it can also be very healthy. And I think part of the reason I like the kind of films that I like is because it gets at my creative side and encourages me to use my brain that way. And that's a good thing.
Just to bring up another movie, another compelling movie that I saw in the past year, that Wonder Woman movie was a very well done movie. And on the one hand, just to kind of exemplify the filter that I'm talking about, on the one hand, you know, it's all based on Greek mythology in terms of where Wonder Woman and the Amazons come from.
Sure.
On the other hand, it was a movie that did such a beautiful job of both presenting and wrestling with the doctrine of original sin in human beings that, you know, it was very, very thought-provoking faith-wise for me, even though I had to filter out the whole, I guess, the origins of it and where it was coming from. So, you know, we had a good discussion with our kids about that movie, too, in terms of having a filter and what we can affirm about it and what we have to be a little bit careful of.
Well, if you've got a favorite movie or something that we just have to watch, share it with us. We'd love to hear it. Hope you have a good day, and we will see you next week. Okay.